What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. Today is Tuesday, March 7th, 2017, getting into the week here. And, boy, we have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Sam is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. A lot of stuff going on right now. Today, the corporate media is obsessed with Obamacare, which is an important issue, I grant you, considering what an absolute flustercluck that was coming in from the very, very beginning. But what they're doing is they're focusing on this because there are other things going on they do not want you paying attention to. And we are seeing an example here where there's a Facebook page for a group called One American News Network that is coming out with the story that former White House staffers and officials are coming forward to say that they were ordered by Obama to find some way to work against the incoming Trump administration to just leave stuff there that was going to cause him problems. And, of course, we know a lot of the staff holdovers are now the source of these leaks that are getting out from inside the White House. So it's getting very, very ugly, and it's deliberate. It is absolutely deliberate. Now, getting on to Obamagate, that is still growing like crazy, and former Obama Secret Service agent Dan Bongino is saying this scandal is going to blow wide open this week, even as the corporate media is still trying to make this all go away. And here is the bizarreness of it all. When Watergate happened and the entire government apparatus were trying to keep a lid on it, the Washington Post was out there trying to make America, you know, aware of what was going on, how corrupt the Nixon reelection had been. And today, of course, we've got the Washington Post is at the forefront of saying there's nothing there. It's all just complete nonsense. What a tinfoil hat-wearing bunch of kooks you all are to even dream that, you know, Obama would wiretap Trump to help Hillary Clinton. Now, obviously, a lot of people continue to draw parallels between what's going on today and Watergate itself. Article came out of PatriotRising.com, Watergate Redux. And they're also pointing out the oddity that the Washington Post had been at the forefront with Woodward and Bernstein bringing this scandal out, All the President's Men. And it was a great book and a great movie about what was going on. And today the Washington Post is just as obedient and subservient to the status quo, possibly because of the change of ownership here. Now, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, Kelly, is out there saying that, you know, Trump must have convincing wiretap proof. And then he goes on to say he wouldn't guess why the Obama administration might have wiretapped a 2016 presidential candidate. And somewhere in the halls of the White House, the ghost of Richard Nixon is saying, well, you can figure it out for yourself. It's amazing here. Now, here is where the story gets ugly, and you have to really pay attention to the timeline as to what was going on. We know that originally Obama tried to get the FBI to bug Donald Trump, and the FBI said, no, that's too Watergate for our tastes. Obama then went to the FISA court and asked for a warrant that included the name of Donald Trump. And even the FISA court, which rubber stamps 99.8% of all warrant requests, said, no, this is too Watergate for us. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Shortly after, 3 days after that first FISA court warrant to wiretap Donald Trump was denied, a fake Trump website was set up, TrumpEmail.com. And they were copying the Trump Organization brand, and it looked like it was part of the Trump campaign. And it was run by a lady named Emily McMullen, who turns out to be the sister of the ex-CIA never-Trumper, Evan McMullen. And what was posted on this website was cited in the second request for the FISA wiretapping warrant. That, oh, see, here's proof of the link between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, and it was all manufactured fake. Now, story coming out of a YouTube video we posted, CIA analyst, Trump wiretap was probably done via British GCHQ, and that would not be unusual at all, because for illegal eavesdropping, the U.S. often goes through foreign intelligence services to evade U.S. laws, so they can stand there and say, we're not doing it. We have no idea how this intelligence showed up, but it wasn't us. Trust us. And this little practice goes back to the mid-1980s as part of the program called Echelon, which was the forerunner of all this mass surveillance. And this, the U.S. made a partnership with four of the countries, and it was called Five Eyes or Echelon. We even have some of the Echelon intercept stations here on the island of Oahu. And the deal was each nation would spy on the citizens of each other, which was perfectly legal, then they would trade the intel with each other. So these intelligence agencies would get intelligence information on their own citizens, despite the laws that say you're not allowed to do that. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, Newt Gingrich is weighing in on this Obamacare issue, and he's making a very, very good point, because he's talking about how General Flynn and his conversation with the Russian ambassador that drove him to have to resign was recorded in the Trump Tower. So who leaked that to the Washington Post? Because there are very strict laws that say when there are these wiretaps going on, that the information must be kept confidential. It can't just be given to the media. It certainly can't be given to Donald Trump's rival in the election, which appears to have happened as well. And Newt Gingrich is just making a good point here, because if the taps on Trump, Flynn, and Sessions were legal, there'd be a paper trail. If there's no paper trail, head should roll. And here's where it gets murky, because when Sessions was being spied on, he was still a senator. He wasn't yet being considered for attorney general. And when the spying started on Flynn, he was still technically a private citizen. So this is getting murkier and murkier. Now, Trey Gowdy, as you know, in his position on the Intelligence Committee, is saying, we're going to look into this, and he is slamming the media for trying to rush to judgment to say there's nothing there and it's nonsense, and basically saying, with all due respect to the corporate media, you know, we can't cross-examine anonymous sources, we can't even directly examine the anonymous sources. It's very easy to write a news piece compared to conducting an investigation. And he's basically telling the corporate media, stop speculating, stop spinning, let us do our jobs. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Bob in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike.
Aloha.
Mike, there was a caller yesterday. I think his name was Rick from Arizona. He had said that this whole Obamagate, it could be a distraction. And you sort of gave it short shrift. What
yeah,
I want to say is, I don't think it's a distraction. I think it's a serious event. But do you think, I mean, and you've talked about this a lot in the past, about a limited hangout. With this story, will the government, the media, even the independent media, ignore Hillary's alleged selling of classified state secrets for money?
Well, not around here. We're not going to do that. You know, in fact, if anything, I mean, this, I think, is convincing more and more people that the Democratic establishment was, in fact, crooked enough to commit treason against our own country. And I'm certainly going to keep pushing on that issue.
Yeah, but is this a limited hangout where we're going to see these phony hearings, nothing's going to come out of it, no one's going to go to jail? I mean, whatever, regardless of what Steve Bannon says about Obama and his aides going to jail, I'll bet you a rusty nickel that this government collapses before Obama and his aides go to jail.
Well, in terms of the long-term benefit to the nation and the American people, either outcome is good for me. I mean, the government could completely collapse from this. We're in Soviet-style, pre-collapse mode right now. And, of course, if there's a change of government, look what happened in the Russian republics. Once the government had changed, researchers were free to start writing books at all the terrible things that had been done under Stalin, and all of that would come out. So even if the U.S. government collapses, it's not going to make any of this history go away. In fact, if anything, it's going to create the freedom to talk about it and a definite market need for these things.
Mike, I hope the government, this central government, does collapse. I didn't think I'd be saying that, but these people are so evil and so corrupt. That's the only solution, and that would be the best thing that would happen to this country and the world as a whole in terms of world peace as well.
Because
you've got guys like Lindsey Graham came out and said, "Oh, there's no evidence of wiretapping against Trump." So, I mean, this is becoming increasingly evident that he, McCain, and many others are being blackmailed and controlled by the intelligence services.
Well, I think everybody's being blackmailed by everybody. I mean, there's no law that says you can only be blackmailed by one person. Certainly, with the NSA total surveillance, we know they were even spying on Barack Obama when he was in the Senate. People are probably trying to juggle blackmailers and saying, well, I'm being blackmailed by NSA, I'm being blackmailed by organized crime, I'm being blackmailed by Israel, and I have to sort of find a balance between them.
All right. You know, I'll just say this. There was an interesting interview with Robert David Steele on Richie Allen, and he had said, he said Obama probably didn't order this, because in his opinion, Obama is just a puppet of the deep state.
I would tend to disagree on that. In fact, we're hearing more and more people come out from inside the Obama White House saying that, yes, all of this went through Obama and he was giving out the orders. And the good news right now, as we pointed out yesterday, the paper trail for all of this is no longer under control of Obama and his people. It's under the control of the Trump administration. So they will be working to prove the records, to preserve the records, rather. And we're seeing a story coming out of Red State Watcher that apparently the White House is now hiring a major legal team in preparation for prosecution of everybody involved in this illegal spying.
Well, I hope we do see real prosecutions, because I hope it's not a case of, like, again, phony hearings like we saw in Iran-Contra. And you had mentioned this many times with Senator Daniel Inouye. Whenever something really serious came up, like the CIA drug smuggling, he'd say classified and he'd close the doors. So
let me put it to you this way. Any way that brings down these criminals will be fine with me, and we can only prosecute them so many times. If they decide they're going to hide Hillary's spying, but they still throw her in jail for something else, I'll be perfectly happy with that.
Oh, I agree. No, I agree with you. I just hope we get prosecutions. That's all.
I want to see tarrings and featherings. I want to see, you know, burnings at the stake. I want to see,
I'm with you.
All right. Okay.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now, Mark Levin, and you need to remember, Mark Levin was the former chief of staff for Ronald Reagan's Attorney General, Edwin Meese, and he's not exactly a fan of Donald Trump, but he is out there at the forefront of saying that this is just shameful to learn that President Obama was wiretapping Trump Tower just before the 2016 presidential election. And basically he's saying Trump is absolutely right, this is a new Watergate, and we're...
9 years losing touch with what's right and what's real. Caught up in these missions of my own. And you're telling me you think I've done so damn well while we're sitting here 1,000 miles from home. There's a hole in your wisdom, a hole in your sky, two holes in your head where the lights of folks that get by. Time to lock and load. Time to get control. Time to search the soul and start again. Stood there boldly, sweating in the sun. Felt like a million, felt like number one. The height of summer, I'd never felt that strong. Like a rock, I was 18, didn't have a care. Working for peanuts, not a dime to spare. I was lean,
mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all-natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high-quality, all-natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined, natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Things here. Obama's history that, you know, remember he used the IRS as a weapon against his opponents there.
Yes.
Many fold times more than Nixon ever did. Remember when he bugged Associated Press, I think you went over that. The mysterious death of Michael Hastings. On and on and on here. But these guys are so dirty, Mike. And the whole Clinton-Obama thing was so dirty that when Trump started talking about draining the swamp, that was like a declaration of total war. They couldn't afford to let him be in office for very long. And everything, they would pull out every stop in order to prevent him from getting access to just the kind of thing that's coming out now.
And they still failed. They still failed. All the vote rigging, all the spying, all the media bias,
yes,
against him, and they still couldn't steal that White House for Hillary Clinton.
And Mike, how about the revelations that you talked about earlier, I believe it was Friday, about how Soros and Obama were linked in all these, and Obama was laundering money and getting them to Soros groups and leftist action groups that now he's assuming command of.
You're mixing two stories because the one about Obama is apparently there was a secret slush fund set up in the Department of Justice, and the way it was working is the Department of Justice would threaten to bring charges against large corporations, and then a deal would be made where the charges would be dropped or reduced if the corporation would make a charitable donation to blah, blah, blah. And apparently a lot of corporations went along with that. And that's another big stink that's lurking there in the background.
Well, Mike, I'm betting that you can link those, that the money that they were forced to donate was to these leftist action groups that Obama is now assuming control of.
Yeah, there's no question about that. It was all these leftist groups that were getting all this money.
And so Mike, it's total war. They can't allow Trump to stay in there. They'll either have to kill him or, you know, go to the civil war, because they cannot stand to have any kind of scrutiny of what they've been doing.
Well, and, trying to go to a civil war, trying to take our soft coup to a hard coup is going to be problematic, because the word I am getting from sources within the military is that the military rank and file will stand with Donald Trump if it comes to that.
I sure hope that's right, because it may come to that, really. But this
most military people I know are strict constitutionalists. They may be ill-used, but by and large, most of them are really good people.
Mike, this guy is the worst. I think he ranks with the very worst of our presidents, and he already is the very worst of our ex-presidents.
I agree. Yeah? I agree. I absolutely agree. Okay?
Man. Thanks, Mike.
All right, we're going to switch over to Bob in Las Vegas. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. This Obamagate scandal makes painfully clear how urgent electoral reform is. I know you haven't heard a response from the White House. Robert David Steele hasn't yet. And look at the lengths that these people will go to stay in power.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, Donald Trump may be a little too busy right now to deal with the vote fraud issue. He may think, and with good reason, that it can be put off until next year.
Sure. But I mean, look at the extent these people will what they'll do to cling to power. But I'm hoping, I mean, this is the time for grown-up Democrats, Tulsi Gabbard, Joe Manchin, to come out and condemn this kind of behavior, to stand with the president and say, look, we don't support this. We're not with the Chucky Schumers, the Nancy Pelosi's, basically the fanatics of the Democratic Party. We're the adults of the Democratic Party, and we're going to stand up and stand with President Trump to condemn this kind of illegal behavior.
Well, right now, everyone's talking about where's the dividing line. Is it Republican versus Democrat? Is it young versus old? Is it neocon versus neoliberal? It's actually simpler than that. It's all of those who have committed crimes for which they could be sent to jail against the rest of us who want a restoration of our constitutional republic. That's really what it comes down to.
Right. And you know what? I think back to all those statements that Obama made while he was president, the IRS, IRS targeting of liberty groups, and I believe the Associated Press story, and he would say, this is the first I've heard of it.
Yes.
This is the guy who basically is wiretapping and bugging everybody, and it's the first he heard of it.
And then, of course, it came on out that he had known about it much earlier than that. I mean, Obama, and this is, even back when he was doing the IRS targeting, I said, this guy's already headed into Nixon territory, and by golly, was I right about that.
Absolutely. But don't think that these people are beyond even the people of Obama and Hillary of basically trying to divide the military itself. They've done it to the American people. They'll try to divide the military itself. Have the military at each other's throats. Meaning trying to gain the favor of the minorities who are in the military. They'll stop at nothing, these people.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of, and we're either looking at a civil war in the streets of America, or, given my choice, I'd rather go with a Soviet Union-style collapse, because when the Soviet Union fell, there was actually very little bloodshed involved, and I would prefer to see that than another civil war in the streets of America.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to take another phone call from James in North Carolina, then we're going to close the lines for a bit and get back to the news. James, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Just a couple of questions. I had seen a couple of articles that Trey Gowdy was to be assigned to the House Intelligence Committee, but I didn't see him listed on the membership roll on that committee. I was just wondering, now I'm looking at the Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence of the House. I don't know if there's another committee. Would that be
There's a larger committee around that, and that's what Trey has been assigned to. And I'm certainly glad that he was, because if this Obamagate scandal really gains traction, it's going to be an indictment not just of the Obama administration and the Hillary Clinton campaign, but of the rogue intelligence agencies that need to be brought back in line. Because clearly, these agencies that took part in this all committed crimes, and the leadership of these intelligence agencies ought to go to jail for it, because they're not above the law, just because they're the chief spook. And ultimately, we need to get them under control, because they act like they run the nation, and we're just here to make them richer. And again, when you look at the Clintons and Obama to a lesser extent, and the Bushes, their political fortunes all intersect back in Arkansas in the mid-1980s with that CIA program to manufacture untraceable military weapons and smuggle them down to Nicaragua. And it was all being funded with literally tons of cocaine being smuggled back into the United States of America, sold to our children, with the money being laundered through all those land flip deals, savings and loan associations, and the Arkansas Development Finance Authority.
Well, I'll tell you, from what you say, and that's probably just a partial a rendering of it, if they get into this in any extent, it's going to turn over a lot of rocks.
Yeah, that's exactly the problem. Trump went on in there to drain the swamp. The alligators are already trying to fight back. But he doesn't know how deep that swamp goes, or just how stinky it is at the very bottom, because it... all of this goes back in an almost continual path of corruption, all the way back at least to when the CIA was smuggling opium from Vietnam back into the United States of America inside the body bags of our dead kids.
Yeah. Getting back to the House Intelligence Committee, the chairman is listed as Devin Nunes of California. I don't know really much about him. I've heard the name a few times.
Yes.
Do you happen to have any information? Is he?
He's been talking tough lately. I'm waiting to see what he actually does. As far as Trey Gowdy is concerned, that man has been walking his talk all along. And if anybody's going to be able to pry this open, it's going to be Trey Gowdy. And I'm really, really sorry that he was not considered for Attorney General. And if Sessions is forced to resign, I strongly recommend to the Trump administration they look at Trey Gowdy being the new Attorney General.
Well, I hope it doesn't come to that. Gowdy will be quite, probably even more visible in the role he's in than he would be as Attorney General, but at any rate. Well,
he's certainly
really
going to be visible on the independent media. I think we can count on the corporate media to absolutely turn a blind eye to all of this stuff. Because if Obamagate explodes out into a new Nixonian epic, there's no way the corporate media, which had a pro-Hillary, anti-Trump bias all through last year's election season, they can't delink from that. They can't isolate themselves. They're going to be tarnished with that brush of this wide-ranging agreement to steal the White House for Hillary Clinton.
Right, yeah. Well, just one more thing. I happened to notice Mike Pompeo was on that committee until he became a CIA director. I'll take a look at it. I'm sure there are some pretty strong members on there besides Gowdy.
Yeah, well, my nickel is wagered on Trey Gowdy. All right, we're going to let you go here. We're going to close the phone lines for a little bit here because we've got so much stuff to cover before the end of the program. Now, getting on back to this constant harangue from the corporate media that Donald Trump talked to the Russians and Jeff Sessions talked to the Russians, and House Speaker Paul Ryan is out there saying, look, we meet with the ambassadors all the time. That's why the ambassadors are here. And as a matter of fact, in the last 2 months, every single U.S. senator has met with Russian representatives at one point or another as part of the normal course of business. That's what they do. So they're trying to make a mountain out of a molehill because Sessions' two meetings with the Russian ambassador, the first was at a social function where Sessions was sent there by Obama. And there were a whole bunch of ambassadors, and they all met each other, and they said, hello, big deal. And the second one was a meeting with the Russian ambassador in his capacity as a U.S. senator. Now, if you go back to the transcript of Senator Sessions' confirmation hearing, Al Franken asks him if there were any contacts between the Clinton campaign and the Russian ambassador to talk about the campaign. And that's why Sessions said no, because that isn't what they talked about when they had the official meeting here. Now, Nancy Pelosi was asked if she'd met with the Russian ambassador and said no, and almost immediately, thanks to the internet, a photo surfaced of her with Sergei Kislyak, the ambassador. She got caught in another lie. Now, getting back to what I was saying before, I'm very, very concerned about the immediate future of the United States of America. The liberal Democrats are literally pushing for a civil war. You've got former Attorney General Loretta Lynch on video saying there needs to be blood in the streets. Or at the very least, we're heading into a Soviet Union-style collapse. Of the two, I prefer the latter. There's going to be a lot less blood of innocent people spilled. And I'm not the only person saying that. Over at LouRockwell.com, they have an article, Washington and America Self-Implode at the Hands of a Treasonous Obama-Led Shadow Government. And that's exactly what's happening. Now, let's get on back to Loretta Lynch. She came on out there with a video posted on the Facebook page of the Senate Democrats. And basically, Lynch is literally inciting Democrats to commit sedition by resisting and overthrowing President Trump, the duly elected president of the United States of America, with marches, blood, and death. Now, Title 18, Section 2383 defines sedition as whoever incites, sets on foot, assists, or engages in any rebellion or insurrection against the authority of the United States or the laws thereof, or gives aid or comfort thereto.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back. And apparently we had an internet outage. It's been resolved here, so we're going to go ahead and do the rest of the show live today. We're back on BAM User, and I don't know how many of the audience is there. I just posted a wake-up to the What Really Happened website that we are, in fact, backed live on the air. We're going to basically pick up the show and move forward from here. But apparently Republic Broadcasting's entire internet went completely down, and we don't know what the cause of that was, if it was, bad cabling someplace, somebody tripped over the extension cord, or if the cyber criminals got in and temporarily shut them down, and that has been going on a lot as well. So getting on back to our stories here, we're talking about what's going on with the spying by Barack Obama on Donald Trump, apparently to be helping Hillary Clinton in the campaign. And it is a very important story that we need to keep the focus on right now. By the way, the phone lines are again open, 800-313-9443. And at the point where we lost our connection, we were talking about how Dick Morris had come on out and said the salient point to keep in mind is they started the surveillance on Donald Trump just after he got the nomination, long before the claim that he was working for Russia and swapping bear hugs with Vladimir Putin. More about that when we come back from these commercials.
your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 12-24-36, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 12-24-36, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 12-24-36. Get your copy today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're still trying to figure out exactly what happened to the internet connection for Republic Broadcasting. Interesting to note, the instant we went back on the air, my web server for whatreallyhappened.com got slammed. And frankly, I don't think this is just a coincidence. And it's very obvious that somebody somewhere wants this Obamagate story to go away. So, in response to all this abuse that is being heaped all over my server right now, I want everybody who's listening to this broadcast, anytime you find any of these stories about how President Obama wiretapped presidential candidate Donald Trump, when you find it, flood your social media with it, email it to everybody that you know. This is literally a war to get the truth out. We're in full-on Watergate territory here right now, and the fact that they're pounding on my server like this, my server has not been this abused since just before the election. Very clearly, they do not want this story to get on out, and we're still trying to find out how it is that Republic Broadcasting's internet connection got cut just when I was starting to talk about this very subject here. So, anyway, getting on back here. Now, there are indications that some of this intelligence gleaned from these wiretaps on Donald Trump were shared with individuals not legally entitled to have them. There are very strict laws that information gleaned through wiretaps, it's supposed to be controlled and classified. It's not just supposed to be handed to the corporate media to smear Donald Trump with. And it's certainly not supposed to be handed to his opponents in the campaign. And Hillary tweeted out messages that made it seem pretty apparent that she knew there was a wiretap on Donald Trump. So we're looking at this story that came out of thelastgreatstand.com on how Harry Reid and Hillary likely knew about the Trump wiretap. And that's why this is definitely political. This had nothing to do with Russia. Remember, back in November, the FBI, on the basis of the initial wiretap, said there is no evidence Donald Trump and the Russians are working together. It just does not exist. And so, for them to keep the wiretaps going and share the information, yeah, this is Watergate all over. And they know it, and they're hitting the panic button. And that's why they're trying to shut down anybody who's talking about this. But they can't shut all of you down. So once again, when you find these stories about these wiretaps, flood your social media with it. Email it to everybody that you know. This is their weak point. This is not a distraction. This is the weak point where that whole deep state could come crashing on down. That would be a good thing. Let's be honest about that. All righty, let's see here. We talked about the empire in decay. When you see the politicalization of the intelligence agencies, it's the reflection of a dying empire or a banana republic. We're talking about how the Senate is still pushing for hearings into the alleged mythical, hypothetical, fairy tale connection between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. And they didn't want Jeff Sessions to be in charge of it. That's why they put pressure on him using information gleaned from these illegal wiretaps to get him to recuse himself from the investigation. They want their own person in charge so that the merest wisp of a rumor can be presented as unequivocal fact against Donald Trump. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be back right after these few words.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.